Fruits of the Backyard. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Today in Spring Hill, the UT Agricultural Experiment Station is holding an educational event called Fruits of the Backyard.
If you're a part-time farmer, a hobbyist, or even a commercial grower, we have the information now that we can share from our research, and I think each of those segments would benefit.
The Middle Tennessee Research and Education Center Director is Dennis Onks, and he says there's a lot of interest these days in raising small fruit crops, and this field day should provide expert advice to gain success.
When you have it grown yourself and put the work into it, you know what it took to get it there, and it does actually taste better, at least to me, and when I grow it for my own use. And so there's a big benefit for people that want to have some fruit. We know some of the health benefits from consuming grapes and blueberries. So having that fresh at your backyard is a big plus.
Now, the Fruits of the Backyard Field Day will include educational seminars on table grape production, blueberry research and production, creating a beautiful lawn, and producing quality peaches. A trade show will also feature area merchants and their equipment, as well as exhibits from university departments and other agencies with beneficial programs and free production information.
We've got a good crop growing this year. They're not quite ripe at this point in time, but we do have something for them to see, and, of course, the professors that are on hand will have all the information of what we've done in order to make a better fruit crop.
And fortunately, Dr. Ock says the fruit crops at the experiment station this year have so far done exceptionally well. The gates to the field day open at 12:30 this afternoon. The last presentation scheduled to begin at 5:30. Admission is free. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.